Psalm 25 is a prayer for help. The help needed as you walk through Psalm 25 gets more and more intense as you walk through it. Now, I count 12 basic needs that are in this psalm. A few of them, of the 12, are repeated three times. This prayer is filled with the psalm writer coming to God for requests of needs and concerns. Here's the 12: release from shame, protection from enemies. And I always think of enemies too being sicknesses and illnesses. Remembering the sins of my youth. Sometimes the sins of my youth still trouble me. Transgressions, and I think the psalm writer means sins of my youth and transgressions beyond the transgressions I've made. Guilt. I found this interesting. I had to even look it up. It says, my feet are caught in a net. And it's simple that the psalm writer feels trapped. Have you ever felt trapped? That's the need, you know, Lord, save me from, you know, pull me out of this trap that I'm caught in. Others that are mentioned are lonely, afflicted, troubles of the heart, distress, troubles, basic troubles, and dealing with hatred is also mentioned. They get more and more intense until the end you hear that hatred. You know, this is what I'm going through, Lord. So it's a prayer, Lord, help me with this stuff. Now, throughout the psalm also, Psalm 25 describes who God is. As the psalm writer is praying for all this help, for all this overwhelming amount of troubles, who is God in all of this? And so the psalm writer throughout sprinkles descriptions of God, what the character of God is. I count 12 descriptions of God's character, and some of them are repeated three times. This describes God: trustworthy, protective, instructive, teach me, O Lord, truthful, saving, God saves us, merciful, steadfast love, faithful, forgiving, gracious, attentive, God pays attention to us, and present. All of these things are in various ways mentioned as, you know, so there's 12 troubles and there's 12 ways that God is going to help us in all this. Now, one Hebrew word for all of these attributes and characters of God is a favorite Hebrew word after the name of God, Yahweh. Hesed is my favorite Hebrew word. And that describes God's love. Hesed is used in the Old Testament over 250 times. A lot of times, most of the time, it's translated as loving kindness. But it's so much deeper than that. All those 12 things, if you take those and put them together, that describes Hesed a little bit. This Hesed is the highest love possible. It describes who God is. When we pray, this is who God is. This is who we pray to, the God of Hesed, the God of unconditional love, loving kindness, unconditional, loyal. God is committed to us. That is part of Hesed. And a real part of it, too, is it's undeserved. We don't deserve the love that God gives us. And it's just a powerful Hebrew word, Hesed, H-E-S-E-D. So Psalm 25 is a cry for help, and it describes the God who helps us, but it's also a teaching psalm. It often requests, Lord, teach us. It asks God to teach us. The psalm writer seems to be a teacher because he sees God as a teacher, and so he understands what teaching. He mentioned that several times in Psalm 25. Teach us, O Lord, teach us. The opening words, I'm going to mention three things here. The opening words, to you, O my Lord, I lift up my soul. That's the very beginning. Now take all of those needs that I mentioned, those 12 needs. They get us down. They depress us. They make us sad, painful, heartbroken. Psalm 25 tells us that prayer is the opposite. What we need to do is lift up our souls. Prayer is lifting up to God. When we're down, what we need to do is recognize, okay, I'm down, I'm depressed, this stinks. We lift our souls to the Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. An important part of element of prayer is in verse 5 of Psalm 25. The psalm writer refers to the God of my salvation. And it says, God of my salvation, I will wait for you all the day long. I will wait. Now, when you're overwhelmed and when you're troubled and when you got those 12 things going on, even one of them, the last thing you want to do is wait for help. But that's part of prayer. Psalm 25 teaches us that you gotta wait. It's part of prayer. I will wait for you all day long. And if help doesn't come tomorrow, Lord, I'm gonna wait another day. Waiting for the Lord is what we need to do. The psalm writer lists 12 things, is overwhelmed, but says, I'm willing to wait. And that's our call. And then verse 14, I think, is the most important aspect of prayer. Now, many translations will translate verse 14 as the friendship of the Lord. And that's an important concept, and we all know what it means to have a friend in Jesus. It describes it that way, the friendship of the Lord. But the original Hebrew is better translated this way for verse 14. The Lord confides in his children. The Lord confides in those who fear him. Confides. This suggests a close friendship. When you have a friend, you confide in that friendship. Confiding in one another is a real important part of friendship. And the psalm writer is saying, the Lord confides in us. What a friend we have in Jesus, the one who knows us and loves us, the one who died for our salvation. He is a friend and confides in us. One Bible scholar wrote it this way: the Lord of the universe leans in close and whispers secrets in our sinful ears. This is really a beautiful psalm about prayer. We lift up ourselves to the Lord, we wait, and then God comes and enters in and whispers to us. God comes and speaks to us. What does God whisper? I love you. I forgive you. I will heal you. I'm here for you. Just imagine in our prayer, that's a good method of prayer. Lift up our troubles, tell the Lord our troubles, wait and listen. As we talked about last Wednesday, listen and the Lord will whisper love into your ears. Now, there's one aspect of this psalm that we don't know, that we can't recognize in any English translation. Psalm 25 is an acrostic psalm, which means it's alphabetical. We totally miss it in our English translations. Each line of the psalm begins with the letter of the Hebrew alphabet from the beginning to the end. Each verse. There are 22 verses in Psalm 25. Anybody know how many letters there are in the Hebrew alphabet? 22, right. So there's 22 verses, and each one begins with the letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Some Bible scholars think that that's to help with memorization. There are actually 8 acrostic psalms that do this. And in the book of Psalms, in the whole Old Testament, there's 14. But it's not a word game. It's a message. It's a message for us tonight. The message is this, that God is with you in every trouble from A to Z, from the beginning to the end. Whatever you're going through from the start to finish, God is with you. As I thought about that, I thought, let's do a spiritual exercise. So I developed a spiritual exercise for us today, and I titled it, Save Us, O God, from Our Troubles. And I listed our alphabet. So you got 26, a little bit more than the Hebrew. And is what I invite you to do, and it might be a little difficult at times, but on the left column is needs and troubles. List 26 of your needs and troubles. Most of us can find those. And on the right side, then, your blessings from God. Who God is, how God answers you. And so I'm going to give you this spiritual exercise. Did I see Brennan disappear? Oh, there he is. Okay. I'm going to give you the job of handing these out when we're done, okay? List your needs and your troubles, and then how God answers you, and list your blessings. So I invite you to do that. And if anybody wants to share with me what you do, I haven't done this yet. I just invented this a couple hours ago, so I'm going to do it myself. So anybody get real creative with it, feel free to share it with me. Let us pray. Think of your needs and your troubles. God comes in and whispers, love. God comes in and whispers, forgiveness. God comes in and whispers, peace. God comes in and whispers, hope. God comes to you and whispers, love. Love.